Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to another segment of Life Transparency. I'm your host, Connie, and I am excited about another late night show. That was Tremaine Hawkins singing, I Still Want You. Tonight, we're talking about suppression, which is coupled with denial and supported by fear. Let me just read a little bit of our show introduction. It's not the devil. Fear is present on all accounts. Suppressing in close relationships when the trigger of the emotion, the other person is still there, giving us signals that get us fired up. A lot of times, we have emotions happening on the inside that we haven't dealt with, issues that have not been brought to the light. We talked about coming into the light. We talked about coming to the table with the issues. We talked about the entrance of our heart and how if the light doesn't come on, we stunt our growth. So you may say, how does I wasn't born this way tie in with what we're talking about? When we're born, we're not born with broken hearts. We haven't been tainted by negative influence. These things, we're not mature enough to understand or even participate in activities that would cause negative emotions and hurts and disappointments and bitterness and frustrations and all those things in our hearts because we are pure when we're born. But as we grow, we begin to learn. If your mama smack your hand, that's you, you're experiencing pain. The first sin that a child makes is lying. So then there's a repercussion for lying. Did you do that? Nope. Nope, my granddaughter says it all the time, nope. And you sit there and you're watching them do it. So tonight we're talking about suppression. What can we do to set our hearts free from smuggling disappointment, past hurts, pain in our hearts? In Samuel, how God looks at the heart and man looks at the outward appearance. What is man seeing? Because we got to remember that God sees our hearts and he sees our actions. So we talked about being dismissed, not being affirmed or confirmed growing up. Some of us may have grown up in a household of maybe alcohol, sex promiscuity, drugs, abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, psychological behavior. And it affected us in one way or another. Or we lived in a household where we didn't agree. Things looked like it was one way. And later on as we grow, we find ourselves conforming to the nature that we grew up in. And this is what happens when we allow things to fester in our heart. We conform to the nature of our hearts. So we're talking about when we suppress emotions, how you want to be in a relationship, whether it be a monogamous relationship, whether it be just a social relationship, you and a girlfriend or you and a homeboy or however it goes, or even with your family or a spouse. Those things that are suppressed will come to the surface, and it will damage by little your relationships, so you can't flourish in the realm of relationships. So many times, fear sits on the sideline and dares you to step out of the gate. And you won't go out and make friends. You won't try to fit in. You won't try to live your best life. You won't try to have hope about any situation. And fear brings on anger. Anger brings on disappointment. Disappointment brings on sometimes physical abuse, verbal abuse. Fear traps us. It pushes us out of the gate. It did for me. And I still held back in some areas. But at the same time, fear paralyzes. It paralyzes. And a lot of times we miss out on the beauty of relationships. We miss out on the beauty of what God has in store for us. Emotions doesn't stay inside our skin. When we try to shut feelings off, the people we are relating to also get more and more tense. We affect relationships when we don't let the light come on in our heart and allow God to take one step at a time with us. The song that we just listened to tonight says, "I began to give up on me. When I took a look at reality, I said, what am I still here for? Why am I still in this race?" But the Lord looked past all of that and said, you know what? Nobody else can do what I created you to do. And this is my word to you tonight, to every listener. Every listener, nobody can do what God created you to do. And that's why he created you. He created you because he still wants you. You're still here because he still wants you. He still wants you to live free. He still wants you to have your best life. He still wants you to come to the table with the issues of your heart. And the thing that you can handle, handle it. And the thing that is for him to handle, let him handle it. You will know the difference. Oh, trust me. You will know the difference. There is a prayer that says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Accept the things I cannot change. We cannot be accountable for what somebody else does, but we can definitely be accountable for how we respond. And if our heart is all bogged down with cases and suitcases and blocks and bricks and boulders of unforgiveness, hurt, resentment, bitterness, we cannot give what we need to give, and we can't take in what we need to take in. So the thing that I cannot change, God, give me the wisdom to know how to. Give me the wisdom to know which thing to tackle first. What do I tackle first? Little becomes much. One step at a time. One day at a time, one step at a time, one day at a time. That's what it's going to require for that little to become much in our lives. It may look like I just put a poke in misunderstanding people. I choose I'm not going to misunderstand people. That's my choice. That may seem like a little thing because misunderstanding hadn't come your way in a while. but you choose to filter it. You choose to let it go. You choose to move forward. We got to take chances in our lives to get free. Don't let the enemy bully you. You wouldn't let no natural man or woman bully you. And you got to do the same thing to feel, oh, that's how you want to carry it? Well, guess what? I'm coming out of this. Oh, you want to get up in my face? You know how we do. We jump to our defense. Oh, that's how you want to do it? Is that how you want to carry it? Well, guess what? I plead the blood of Jesus against you. I cast you down. You would no longer infest my mind, infest my heart, and cause the people I love to be affected by what's in my heart. The Word of God talks about casting down imaginations that try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Every good and every perfect thing comes from Him. But when you take a look in your heart, I don't think we see that too much. So we have to stand toe-to-toe with every issue, just one at a time. It first comes with acknowledging that it's there. We have to say, you know what? It's there. Fear is there. Anger is there. Hurt is there. Confusion is there. We got to go full throttle and say, you know what, I see you. You can't hide in my heart because the light is on. The light is on, and you cannot take me any longer. Say that. You cannot overtake me any longer. I'm healed. I'm restored. I'm covered. I'm forgiven. I'm stronger now than I have been, and I will continue to be stronger than I have been. We have to make up in our mind that if nobody else loves me, I love me. Will you tell yourself that tonight? I love me. It's important that we be honest with ourselves. Honest people are loyal to truth. What is your truth? I dare you to stick your hands in the darkness of your heart and turn on the light of truth. I'm a liar. I'm a cheater. I hold grudges. I talk about people. I carry people's names through the gutter. Oh, somebody need to read Proverbs 6th chapter and find out what it is that God hates. These 6 things does the Lord hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that be swift, feet that be swift running the mischief. That he hates people to be backbiting, talking about people, smiling in your face, stabbing you in the back. He can't stand it. So if those things are in your heart, honest people are loyal to truth above all other values. What do you value? Is it everything that's on the outward, or is it everything that's on the inward? My God. You know what? Clinically, we would say that was dysfunction. Dysfunction is created by dishonest actions. One minute we up, one minute we down. One minute we in, one minute we out. Dishonesty includes excuses and rational lies used to default on meeting with other people, family members, coming in contact with folks, or even being responsible. When we got junk in our hearts, it's hard for us to be committed. We can't be dedicated to anything. We can't be committed because the first little issue that comes up from the outside now affects the issue that's on the inside that we deny that we have. I told you all I was going to be transparent. I told you I was going to be transparent. I grew up in a household. There were certain neighbors that came to our house, and they would sit at my mother's table and gossip for hours and hours. And when the person came through the door, oh, how you doing? I cringed as a child. It bothered me as I got older. I held that junk in my heart. And every time I would see one of them women in my adulthood that sat at that table with my mother gossiping, I literally despised them. I didn't have any respect for them. I was like, how and two-faced it? I had to get that junk out of my heart. Because what happened was I could not be effective in a relationship. So if I needed to win them to Christ, how was I going to win them? I can't preach one thing and behave another way. A lot of us have a two-faced spirit because of the issues in our hearts. Being in denial means being dishonest with yourself about what's in your heart. Being dishonest with yourself. It's nothing like holding resentment against somebody else and they don't know you got it. What's the benefit in that? You angry? I'm being transparent. I had a woman that I went to church with for 5 years just recently. And this woman told me while we were in an intercessory prayer group that I came, she said, I don't like you because you came through the door and looked at me some type of way. I'm like, what was this? She said, you looked at me some kind of, I'm like, well, was Jesus there? Because I probably was looking past you to see him. So she said, I did things that you ain't even know. I mean, she held a resentment against me for a whole year, attacking me, attacking my name, attacking my ministry. She just attacked. Because of what was in her heart. I still, to this very moment, not clear how you was over the intercessory prayer team and you could have a heart like that. How do you go to God with all that junk in your heart for somebody else? How do you do it? Don't you have to make amends for somebody else? And do you know what happened? It just dissolved. There was no closure. It just dissolved. And just recently, the crisis that I faced in my life, she was the first person at the door to pick and poke holes in my broken time in my life. And I gave her a hug, and I said, you know what? I thank you for coming by, and I forgive you. And forgive me for all that I said and done and thought, because I felt some stuff towards her, too. And I moved on, and she gave me her phone number to stay in touch with her, and I sent her a text message. Because I refuse to let anything else into my heart other than the love of God. Do I get mad? Oh, yes. Do I want to wring somebody's neck? Yes, most of the time. But before I allow it to fester greater than it is or has been, I want to go to God and say, Lord, I need your help. Will you do that tonight? God, I need your help. I got a filthy mouth. I need your help. I got a nasty, stank attitude. I need your help. I'm jealous of people. I harbor secret resentment. This is truth about me, God. I come to you just the way that I am. Dishonesty is misrepresenting our true feelings to avoid the truth about who we are. God, I bring my untruthfulness to you, everything about me. And God is saying, you know what, sweethearts, that's listening to this broadcast right now. He's saying, you know what, sweethearts, I still want you. Continue to bring your heart to me. Continue to reach out to me. Continue to look to me as the author and the finisher of your faith. I'll bring you through. I'll help you out of it. You got to come to me, though. Acknowledge your transgressions and your sins and the things that you have in your heart. Just acknowledge it and allow him to do it. He loves you so much. Oh, he loves you so much. And I love you as well. That's my time here at Light Transparency. I'll see you guys on Thursday. God bless you and have a highly favored night. Rest well now. God bless.